Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
You are now listening to Boys Next Door.
I am not the one with the one, but the one with the one, but the one with the one, but the one, but ain't calling me baby, 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 baby.
Oh. And so I didn't know.
I want whoever is like coming to me in my sleep and stealing my bonnet and my do-rag off my head to go to hell. Leave me alone. Every night this week, I have been waking up bonnetless, do-ragless, and raggedy.
Aww.
Let me be. Been going to work looking crazy every day, having to wear headbands and all types of stuff. Because I wake up too late and I don't be having time to do my hair. And so it's a lot going on. And my dreads don't hang quite yet, you know. So when they grown out and all that new growth that came in, I be looking like Angelica's doll, okay?
I was going to say, are you giving Cynthia vibes? You wake up feeling like Cynthia?
Every morning.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I have on a hat right now and there's no satin in here or silk. And so I'm just creating more problems for myself when I go to wash it. At the end of the day, having locks is not the
for the weak hearted.
The dream that I thought it was gonna be.
Are you annoyed by them?
No, but I am dreaming of the day I go bald.
Oh. I can see that being like your 30th birthday present to yourself. If you're not in love with your hair by then, you're like, but you're one of those people, you also do like really big like things at a whim. You're like you'll plot on it for a little bit and all of a sudden you'll be like, well, today is the day I pull the trigger, and then you'll come with like a Cassie haircut.
Yeah, I'm really just thinking about being in my bald era with a big head tattoo. Maybe a face tattoo.
I've been plotting a face tattoo lately. I really want like a heart or like a little cross right here. Just something edgy but cute.
I think I want something big and dramatic, you know?
Oh, get Boys Next Door, bitch.
Abso-fucking-lutely not.
Oh, okay. Just throwing it out there, just seeing. Just
shout out to this podcast, wall. Though. It is what it is.
This can't be a serious podcast, right?
Oh, fuck y'all. Welcome to the show. Mm. It's 2024, allegedly. I'm Blackberry.
And I'm Ken Lush. I was going to make up like a 2024 rap, but it didn't come to me in time. And Nicki Minaj told me if I can't freestyle, just write it down. So that's what I've been doing. Listen to the queen of rap, Nicki Minaj.
Oh.
Cheers to you. Did you just make that up? No, I'm totally in support of Nicki Minaj right now, especially as we come upon this Rihanna feature. So I'm lending
you
my ears.
You are the fakest bitch in America. There's not.
I gotta support the queen. Gotta be forced to listen to a fucking song. Get it on the charts for y'all.
And Beyonce is the queen, but Beyonce is not the queen of rap.
Here we go.
And so
wait, here we
say
go.
These things like, you know, in a tongue-in-cheek kind of way. It's funny, but you girls are not slick.
So what do you think they're trying to say? What do you think that's about?
Well, clearly Trina and Nicki have some issue. And when Trina was asked the question, she used Beyonce because she knows Beyonce can't be slandered without repercussion. So she's like, well, if I say Beyonce, can't nobody get mad. But it was the doubling down for me, talking about I'm not an insecure woman and all this other type of stuff. Let's be for real. Your last most... Okay, I won't do this because I love Trina Down, so I don't have nothing bad to say about Trina. She was about to get it just then and I caught myself. So let's be cute.
What, like, I don't even remember what happened. Like, what's her issue with Nikki?
Nobody knows. The last issue they had was when Baps came out, and then there was no... her Trina's team was blaming Nikki.
Is that like 2016?
Maybe 2018, 2019.
Okay. That was from Trina's like last album, right?
I think so.
I don't even know.
Ooh. I think it's called The One. I think she has a song on there that I like. That's not bad. But anyway, her team was mad at Nikki for not promoting the song as much. And Nikki talked about it on Queen Radio, and she was like, you know, I don't have nothing bad to say about Trina, but I don't know what the fuck her team is talking about. That was pretty much what she said on Queen Radio. That was the last time we heard about Nikki and Trina having any sort of issue.
Okay, I do remember that.
According to her crackhead-ass cousin, Nikki's mad at Trina for working with another female artist, which that logic or that reasoning doesn't really track. Because if that's the case, Nikki should have stopped fucking with Trina a long time ago. And she would have never worked with her on Baps. First of all, she gave Baps to her for free. Baps was supposed to be on Nikki's album. Nikki had that beat, okay? You girls, just pay close attention, okay? Just pay close attention. Hating Nicki Minaj is not gonna get you anywhere. That might have worked, like, in 2010, you know. You can get a little feature on somebody's, you know, YouTube blog. These days, the Barbs are well-trained, a well-oiled machine. We are stronger than North Korea's military. So we will drag you until you right your wrongs. I won't, but the younger Barbs will. And I'm
The younger Barbs they're terrifying. They're angry. They're oppressed. They're horny. That's a combination for fucking chaos. Like, you add all three of those, like, it's terrifying. Like, you guys are like a militia.
Y'all know I love Trina. I talk about that all the time on this podcast. So, whatever beef they got, it'll never change my opinion. But it also never changed my opinion on Nikki. So, just know that Nikki always wins. And be nice. And let's everybody just celebrate each other in 2024. Because I'm going to celebrate the Boys Next Door podcast as much as possible. Because this is a serious program.
Very serious. TBS, like, sponsors us. They could. It's that fucking serious.
Follow us on Instagram at Boys Next Door Pod. I don't know if you told the people your name. Did I miss that part?
I don't know, but I'm Ken Lush.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, I wasn't saying whatever to you. No, that came out wrong. I wasn't saying it like that.
You guys see how I'm being treated in 2024 asterisk already? Do you see how I'm being treated? This is insane.
You know, my mood is just whatever. It's not, you know, whatever towards you.
I feel that.
And then follow us on YouTube where you can see me constantly knocking my camera over.
It's rough. It's rough today. It's rough.
Full transparency, it's not 2024 here yet. We're just recording a couple days before the new year. So we'll talk about the new year later. But hi.
Welcome.
What's going on in your world?
I'm tired. I'm beat down. I'm ready to just lay down and just call it one. You know, like, those videos of when, like, somebody they're in a fight, and then the person's down on the ground, and then you see the other person just get on top of them, just keep on punching. That's how I feel right now. I feel like somebody has knocked me to the ground, dragged my tracks out of my head, and now have proceeded to wave them in the air while they kick me. And so I'm just trying to really just bounce back and end the year on a good note. Because I'm sexually frustrated. I'm fed up with humankind. I want more money. I need more money to do a lot more things. Yeah, and I didn't smoke all day today yet. So it's a lot of things. But I am drinking wine, you guys. Look, I'm classing it up for you. I'll hold the glass very classy and everything. So I'm trying to turn over a new leaf for 2024 asterisk so that you guys can get a new side of Ken Lush. A classier version, a more serious version.
I think it's just the end of the year thing. Like, I feel like Well, at least the energy between us right now is, bitch, please let the clock strike 12. Let's go ahead and start over. Because for me, it's like, for some reason, like, it can be corny, but the energy at the end of the year / the beginning of the year is always like, it feels like renewed. Like, oh, I can do anything I want in life. Mm-hmm. But I'm tired, and I did sleep most of today, so.
Okay, well, that's good, then.
So, that was great. But that is contributing. And I was out last night, and so that contributes to how my voice sounds.
You have just been a party gal. You are a party woman. You've been outside. You've been in the streets. You've been living it
up. When was the last time you heard about me outside? It's been months. I haven't been outside since Halloween.
I know. I just wanted to add a little spice onto your life. Sorry it's boring as fuck and you don't do shit. I was trying to help you out, ho.
Thank you. I love when the truth is told. But, sorry. I went to hang out with a friend. We ended up at a museum. We ended up at his friend's house. We were having great conversations, actually. So I was out to about 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. And I came home and I went to sleep. I was so tired, I didn't even get to smoke my bed blunt. I just went to bed.
Do you still smoke a morning blunt and then a bed blunt? Or do you have a bed blunt that turns into a morning blunt?
I don't smoke every morning. Like, it just depends on my mood when I wake up. But usually, I smoke around, like, you know, late evening.
Okay.
And then I might hit it again. Okay. Yeah, see, like, when I get off work and I come home from the gym, I don't know. I try to save the blunt to, like, as late as possible. So sometimes I don't smoke until, like, you know, 10. Sometimes I don't smoke till midnight. Damn. Sometimes I smoke right as soon as I get home, and then I smoke again. It just depends on my mood.
I like that. You switch it up. You're a man of mystery.
Yeah. Well, speaking of blunts, I think we should go ahead and light ours. I'm going to light mine to prosperity and growth in 2024. I was about to say 2022. That was a long time ago.
Okay, Taylor Swift.
The growth in the podcast and the growth in other creative endeavors and growth in self, growth in love, growth in life, growth in money, growth.
Okay.
That's what I'm here growth. For. Yeah. I have my little clicky lighter today, so it's not a flicker.
Can I see it? What type of lighter is that?
Oh, it's just one of these. You know, I keep lighters all around, so my other lighters...
It sounded like it lit off a brick or something. It's a very heavy flick. You got the big pack?
No, it was just one.
Oh, how much did that one cost? I guess a dollar. That's a dumb question.
$120 fucking five. Because you remember Dollar Tree gave in to capitalism and they want to charge us an extra 25 cents for everything.
Auntie rants about capitalism starts now. No, I'm joking. I'm going to light mine to just pushing forward through the end of the year and going into 2024 with renewed energy and positivity and insight that I didn't have at the beginning of 2023. So I want all that shit. So that's what I'm doing mine too. Sorry I sound so tired. I'm really tired.
I just got an idea. I think what we should start doing on Instagram... If you don't like this, we can cut this out. we should just make a light the blunt post like every week and then like let people leave comments on what they light their blunt to.
I like that a lot. We can keep this in. Let's keep it. Okay. To both. The segment and the speech before the segment.
Go ahead and check us out on Instagram at Boys Next Door Pod. Maybe we can find like some more interactive way. You know, I just realized that people can leave us voicemails.
Oh my God, I will love that. And we could play them on air. So like if you have like I guess you can give a confession still. You make like use your dirty fence though or say you don't want anybody to know who you are. That'd be really cool. Don't say nothing crazy on there unless you're talking about like eating our butts or something.
Through the host that we use, there's an option for like listeners to leave voicemails. I just thought that was interesting. I don't know
if I'll drop that link this week.
Allegedly, I don't know. Because I have... We'll talk about it. But...
Okay. Insider knowledge.
Let's go ahead and jump into these topics today. Again, Happy New Year. One of the things going on in the new year, everybody has their, like, their New Year's resolutions. They have things that they're interested in doing, things that they're no longer interested in doing, things that are no longer serving them. So what are some of the things on your list that you are, like, doing more of, and what are some of the things that you are doing less of?
I don't know if I should do the positive shit first or negative shit first. I'll do negative and go into the positive.
Okay.
So I want to do less, like, complaining. Like, I feel like I don't complain out loud, but I'm, like, one of the people, like, I'm literally just, like, this is so bothersome and it's bothering me. And then, like, I project that mood a lot. Like, if it's bad, I'm just like, this is bad. Ugh. And I feel like that can really, like fuck up the energy.
Like we just did on this podcast.
Huh?
Like we low-key just did on this podcast.
1,000,000%.
Complained about how tired we are.
Yeah, literally. And I was, like, I was thinking about that as I was saying it, like, for the fifth time, that was how tired I was. I was, like, that energy radiates and it, like, it spreads to, like, everybody around you, anybody that's listening. So, I'm, like, I want to learn how to control that a lot better. I also, like, I want to, like, actually, like, be able to control my emotions a lot more in a more, like, precise way. Like, I feel like I'm highly emotional, and I feel like I, like, if I'm feeling something, I have an outburst of it, and I feel like I need to just act on it. So, being less impulsive with a lot of emotional shit is, like, one of my big outs. Like, do you want to do your outs next, or should I just go to my ends?
Yeah. What? Okay. So I really didn't think about this much. So this is right off the top of my
head. I just went off the hip. Yeah, I just went off the hip too.
One thing that I want to do less of is complaining. Is definitely up there. Okay. I got to get control of this camera. I want to have less camera malfunctions in 2020. I definitely want to do less, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, because I'm doing the negatives first, but if I say the wrong word, then it's going to go into my negatives. Sidebar, I'm realizing the older I get, the harder it is for me to use R's in certain words, unless I really think about it. Like, I just said wrong, but I said wrong.
Oh,
I just caught myself. Maybe. I'm always paying attention to that now. I don't know. You know what else I noticed? Speaking of getting old, and I'm gonna get back to the question. Yes. This is a very quick pivot because
y'all know how we do. Y'all know.
I was hanging out with some friends last night, and we were playing a game. And one of the questions that came up was, "Take a drink if you have acid reflux." My acid reflux is getting worse day by day. Okay, I had some leftovers from, we went to this place called Bodega's Tacos, by the way. That shit was fucking bomb. Sponsor us. But
get your Bodega Taco.
I woke up this morning with the worst acid reflux. I need to start taking some Prilosec or something. Whatever they call it. You know, the heartburn.
Tums.
Oh, something.
Like, it's so funny you say that because over the weekend, I was really, really sad. So I ordered 2 fucking pizzas, right? And I ate one of them all in one sitting. And I was just like, I woke up the next day and it literally felt like I could blow out fire. It was just so tight. It was just horrible. It was like stomach burn, chest burn. I just felt like I was dying. Like, it was horrible. Like, it was to the point where I had to call my mom and tell her, like, I think something's wrong. But if she was like, it just sounds like this. I'm just like, no, I think that's exactly what it is. So you're not alone. Like, these old, like, those, like, when my mom, when I was younger, she would take, like, Tums and shit. I'd be like, what do you need that for? I see, girl. I apologize. I was not there yet. I am there now. I see what you went through. We are here.
Yeah. So, I definitely want less acid reflux in 2024. But on a serious note, I want...
This is so serious.
I want to be less ungrateful. Because, you know, even sometimes, like, when we have our private conversations where I'm complaining about the podcast and you're like, no, it's fine. And I'm like, let's burn it all down. Right? But
today is the last episode. Surprise. Branding.
But, and when I say complaining about the podcast, is I don't want y'all to get the energy that I like, I don't want to do this, but the energy is that, you know, we are still finding our way and my eyes are closed. So,
and it's like, it's not a bad thing either, because like, I feel like we both have our like wants and desires for the podcast. So I feel like you express your wants and desires where you're just like, we need to get this going and get it going now. And like, and I express my wants and desires, like, it would be nice to have this one soon. Like, I'm pretty sure we'll get it. And so like, we both have the same vision for the podcast. It just, we legit just feel like we're both in a place where we just want it. So that's a good thing. That was just a caveat from that.
So I want to be less ungrateful, because as I was making the compilation episode, check that out. That was our last week's episode. That was the last episode of 2024. You know, I just picked some clips from 2023.
It was really, really good.
Clips from the show, and I was listening back, and I was like, we've made a lot of progress.
we've come.
See, the dumps, and it's spelled compilation, okay? See you.
I know. You see? You're witty with that.
We ended 2022 with 20,000 streams. We end 2023 with 44,000 streams. I think that's a pretty, you know.
That's crazy.
I think that's like nothing to skip over. You know what I'm saying? That's right. It's not like we talking to a void. There are people who are actually listening. And so I need to work on not being so nasty about it. And two, I think I forgot my second point. So what are your ends?
Okay. All right. I want to do like I want to try Pilates. Like, for whatever reason, that's been on my heart lately. Like, I know, right? So not like, it's so me, but so not me, because it's like, ew, I have to be around other people sweating and shit like that. I don't like sweat from other people unless we're having sex. That's the only time I allow sweat near me or on me. I know, you don't like that version of sweat.
It's really weird.
I was making out with a guy in a car recently, and like, it was just so hot. Like, the windows were steaming. It was just so good. And like, he was like, his body, he was just sweating. He was like, fuck, I can't breathe. And I was just like, you're not supposed to be able to breathe. That's all I was thinking in my head as he said it. I was just like, oh, it's just so, I love that. So yeah, other than that, like, so I would like, want to try to get a private Pilates class where it's just me, and maybe I can hand select the other people in the room or something like that. I know that's not possible at this point in my life, but I would like to have that option. So maybe I just find like a smaller Pilates class. But anyway, I also want to like, try to like, actually hang out with people. I don't enjoy it too much, surprisingly. Everyone would assume that I, like, really enjoy, like, hanging out and being around people, and I really, really don't. I really enjoy being in my fucking house, like, in the comfort of my home, being able to walk around naked and just, like, sit on the floor if I choose. Like, I enjoy that kind of shit, but I want to, like, try to make more of an effort to, like, when people invite me to shit, I go, or, like, when it's time to do stuff, I, like, I don't, like, last minute be like, you know what? Yeah, I don't want to be that person. So, also, how do I word this in a way? I want to fuck more. So that I get here. I want more stuff in my butt. And so,
Amazon things now.
No, I want more real stuff in my butt, not plastic stuff. Oh. Yeah, and I know. And you guys are so fucking freaky. I just want to say that. Y'all are nasty people. Like, really,
ooh,
really
the
nasty.
Listeners?
No. Whoever, or this shit that be on Amazon and the shit that be, like, y'all are
bitch,
freaky
I
nasty.
I found a $80 machine.
Yeah, see, no, like, this is sick.
Bitch, those machines are hundreds of dollars. I'm like, why is this one 80? Is it a scam? But it's in my cart.
No.
I'm waiting on it.
It's gonna malfunction in your butthole, and it's gonna go crazy and probably lift you up and, like, twirl you around or some shit. It's gonna come alive, iRobot.
If I'm not mistaken, I think it comes with attachments, too. Like, they give you dildos. So I'm like, all of this for $80? Like, this must be wrong.
Not a combo meal. This is too much. Like, what? Like, why are people, like, the fact that you people are sick, and I know a lot more than I should know. You guys are some nasty fucking perverted freaks. Your fucking furry butt plugs and shit like that. You guys are nasty, okay?
Very nasty. That stuff is kind of perverted, so I guess maybe I am a little perverted, but...
Octopus dildos? It's extreme. 13-inch octopus dildos?
Those are hot to watch. The only thing that I always be worried about, though... For me, I'm not, like, a big, like, I don't need all those ridges, you know? I just, you know, okay. I also haven't tried it, so I don't know. It might add some sensation, so I really don't know, but I would like to try. My thing with the big octopus ones, though, is, like, it's real wide at the base, but that little pointy part, do that tickle or do it hurt? Like, I'm just, like, a little confused on that, you know? They got the big horse ones.
Yeah, see, it's just too much. Like, all that's out. That's in the out box. So like I want to have more sex with like humans with like normal dicks. But also I want to get more used to like just fucking in general. Okay. And then another one is more like me time. So like time to just like enjoy myself and just do what I want to do. Like I recently like started, like I told Blackberry like when I started doing it, but I had recently started like doing like facials and going to like an esthetician and shit like that to get my skin like better and all the shit like that. And so I really enjoy it. I really like the process of getting my like where they're zapping my face and where they're getting all the gunk and shit out. And then like, so I get like facials, I get like red laser light treatments and shit like that. And so it led me to be like, I would like to get like I don't have any fingernails. I would like to get like a pedicure and all that shit. I've never got a pedicure before, so that's on the top of my list in 2024. I've never done that. So, yeah. I'm pretty sure I think of more, but that's it for now.
One of my ends, I definitely, and we talked about this a couple episodes ago, more creative stuff for sure. I have a few ideas, right, of some stuff. And when I was coming up with them, I'm like, this is the best thing since the Oprah Winfrey Show, bitch, okay? But the more I sit on it, the more I hate it. So let's put this on the out. Less self-doubt and more doing.
Yeah, 100%. That inner saboteur, out. Out.
Yeah, she's got to go. We got to kick that bitch in her tail.
I am so tired of her. That bitch is a dirty scumbag, dick-sucking asshole. Like, I hate, like, no, 100%.
It's an abusive relationship. It's like, she keeps hitting me and I stay.
Yeah.
Like, why am I here?
That might be that porn star. It's a dangerous...
I meant to put that on the list. We're talking about that today. Got it. Boom. I'm glad you said that. So on the inside of that is, I'm so glad you brought that up because I totally forgot. Because I really wanted to talk about it.
I moved my glass like Olivia Pope. But first of all.
So on the end, more creative shit. Also on the end, I want to wear more outfits. I don't go nowhere. And I don't really invest in my clothes. When I buy stuff, I usually buy stuff for my house. And I'm still going to do that because... I'm a firm believer in like your home should be where you go to luxuriate, and since I love to be home, I'm gonna always buy something for the house. But I want to buy shoes.
I love that thinking. I've never thought about it like that.
Yeah, I want to buy more stuff to wear, and I want to take pictures in them. I want to be a cool uncle that my nieces and nephews can remember. You know, I want to be.
Yes, you know. That is so you though. Like, cause I remember you. Okay, so I'm not sure if I ever said this on the podcast, but I'm pretty sure I told you. Like, your Instagram was one of the first Instagrams I've ever saw that had like an aesthetic, like everything like blended. It was like the colors are all the same. Like everything was so uniform and like I've never seen that before. I thought it was just so cool, and so I started like framing my Instagram to have like a sort of flow and a sort of direction. And so it's just like you used to do that shit.
Sometimes I scroll back on my Instagram and I'm so jealous of whoever that person was because I was so much more free in the brain. I'm more free in some areas now the older I get, but also the older I get, like some stuff I look back and I'm like, oh wow, I let that version of me go and that wasn't nothing bad. the whole aesthetic thing on Instagram, it was leaning into like my creative side. Like it was creative out and a creative outlet for me
100%.
To do. And so I look back on how skinny and cute he was, and I'm like, wow, what a legend. Like, I the say this icon, all the time.
He is the moment.
He is the moment. I'd say this all the time now. Even though I have my own, I still have body image issues. I
100%. Real,
okay.
You too. But, me too. Really fucking bad still.
Yeah, that's on our out list. Get out of here.
Yeah, out. Body dysmorphia. Gotta go.
Yeah. Sidebar. Okay, we gonna answer this question. Sidebar. My scale hasn't worked since before Halloween. So I haven't known how much I weigh, but I knew I was losing weight. And it was harder for me to, you know, stay at my healthy spot. Randomly, I keep the scale by this cabinet in my bathroom, and I needed something mm-hmm. from the cabinet, so I had to step on the scale because it was in the way.
Come on, just step.
Why did it randomly turn on? I was like, oh, it's working now, and I was like, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, because I've been so happy without seeing any numbers.
Yeah.
It wasn't as bad as I thought it was. I thought I was like approaching.
What's your goal right now? Okay.
Which would I'm telling you, if I had seen 150 anything or 160 anything, I would have jumped that day. I'm telling you. But my goal, I've been to 180. It's really hard for me to keep 180 because it's hard to eat all the goddamn time, okay? But I was thick right. at 180. I was looking at a video the other day like, damn, bitch, you had a lot of ass back there. But now I'm like 170.
Like a boost.
I hate it. I say all that to say, on my end, I wanted to, you know, just start dressing up, taking more pictures, appreciating myself more. So when I'm 30, 35, 40, I'm looking back at a person who I can be proud of, you know?
Totally. I fuck with that. I feel the same way.
I have one more in. So I said the creative stuff. I said the outfits. Oh, I want to get glasses. More vision in 2024. Literally and figuratively. Vision forward.
Literally. Right. So,
when I'm going to start wearing my glasses soon when I get them, because I'm trying to get them before my birthday. So I've been putting off glasses since high school. I have not had a pair of glasses since 2011.
Mm-hmm.
I've been blind this whole time. Okay.
It's time. Just faking it.
And it's getting worse. I walked out my room the other day. Usually I can see the time on my microwave and my stove pretty well. It was just mm-hmm. like, I kept rubbing my eyes. I'm like, what happened? What happened? What happened? I can't see nothing.
Oh, my God. See, yeah, no. I can't function without my glasses. I'm literally like Velma. Like, I need my glasses at all times. Like, I have one in each room. Like, I'm like, I need glasses. To like touch it. Are you thinking about the porn star Velma?
Yeah.
Or that animated one when she's like twerking. When her, you know, like, her panties are showing. They freaked her out.
Like a slutty Pornhub Velma, you know?
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about. They have sexualized a lot of stuff like that. Like, Popeyes. Every time I think about Popeyes, I think about that girl. Pizza. Every time I think about pizza, I think about people putting their dicks in and popping out the pizza. It's just, you can't enjoy nothing.
I've been watching a lot of cartoonish kind of porn lately, so.
Has that been doing it for you? I do like the anime porn sometimes.
Yeah.
It's like it's like foreplay. It's a good starter. It's like, okay. Then I go to like the gangbang.
You know what's out in 2024? Even less porn. My porn consumption has dropped this year, I will say. Dramatically. Uh-huh. Like, you know. It ramped back up towards the end of the year, and that's how I can gauge how depressed I am. Okay. Secondly, less porn in 2024. I have a porn addiction.
Okay. Oh. Is this you just coming out and saying it? Yeah, you see how
Dr. just got? So we're going to move her out in 2024. We're going to wean ourselves off.
Yeah. I don't think I watch a lot of porn. I think I like I have like my habits. Like, okay, so like I'll try to go like a day or two without like watching any. And then like, you know, like you fucking open Twitter in the middle of fucking McDonald's fucking drive through line. And you see a fucking a person getting their fucking throat fucked. And you're like, oh my God, that's so I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, who? I'll bookmark that for later. And then it restarts the cycle. And then it's like, I blame Twitter. Twitter is the problem. Twitter has amped everyone's like source porn intake. Like Twitter is, I keep wanting to say Twitter is the X. Twitter is the problem. Like it's just, yeah, it's just everywhere. Like before you just have to go like to websites and shit like that and try to get porn. Now it's literally, you can see like your funny videos, a dick video, funny video, fisting video. It's just.
Send me those fisting videos. But yeah, definitely want to consume less. I don't want to get rid of it. I don't think porn is bad. I think porn is overused in my life. I feel the same way about my phone. I wish I didn't have to be on it so much, but I choose to be.
Do you think that you watch more porn like when you're not having more sex?
Well, I'm never having sex, so I only have
like,
sex
but when you were fucking, no.
There was nobody I ever was fucking. I can't think of one person who I was just like, yeah, I'm fucking him. Like, we fucked a few times, but I'm not like, fuck it. I've never had somebody that I'm just like, fucking.
Is it weird to want that? Like, to want a consistent person that you fuck? Like, do you think that's, like, weird? Or is that, like, dated? Or should you just get in a relationship?
I don't think that's weird. I think that's cool. I would love that. But I at this point, I just would prefer somebody I can masturbate with all the time. But I know that's not your cup of tea. But you know, I'm aside.
No, I don't want to frot together all night and day. I don't want to be a frot brother.
You know, we can just
brothers and frots
stand together and wrap our arms around each other's necks,
rise up
into each other's ears.
No, I at that point I'd rather just suck it. I'd rather just go ahead and get it over with. Like I love touching. I feel like touching is like one of the best parts of like when you're like doing shit like that. But like, no, I just don't want to touch. I want to suck. I want to taste it. Like you wouldn't want to like taste it.
My idea. That doesn't mean we don't perform oral. That just means we don't have sex.
Okay.
My preferred method of sex would be masturbation. Or some other forms of, like, foreplay. Like, I really could do without penetrative sex. I've always felt that way. Only, it wasn't until either this year or last year that I discovered what a side was. And we talked about that on this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was either 2023 or 2024 is what I'm trying to say. When I learned what that was, I was like, yeah, that's me. So, if I was ever to enter a perfect relationship, our sex would be very different. It wouldn't be you stick it in me, I stick it in you all the time. Like, because who has time for that?
I feel like, but I also feel like, I mean, no one. Because first of all, bitches work 16 hours a day. When I come home, I want to lay down. But like, nobody has time to fuck all day. Like unless you're like, you have like that freedom. But as an adult, like, I don't think anybody has freedom to have sex that much. Like, I always thought it was weird when like couples would be like, we only have sex like once a month. But now, like, as I've gotten older, I'm kind of like, I can see how that can genuinely happen. You both are fucking busy. You both are fucking tired. Like, you don't have time to be up under somebody's balls all fucking day. But I would really enjoy having sex like 4 times a day. Like, I think I would love to get to that point. Like, I would love to do it, like different places, different ways. Like, it's not, like you said, not always, like, sticking it in my butthole. But, like, you know, like, a little throat fucking in the car or, like, finger banging in the hallway. You
bitch,
know,
shit
like that.
You're just horny. You're just a horny broad. Like, just admit it.
From one cock destroyer to, I don't know, you used to be a cock destroyer. I feel like I'm alone now. I am real life right now.
But see, here's the thing. I mean, I'm still a cock destroyer. I love big, fat, black dicks. I do. But
you stand beside that. You stand up for yourself.
And you know this. I think I tell you pretty much every time I've had sex. And that's not often.
Of course. Not often at all. But, like, I also, like, I feel like, I don't know, maybe I just see you enjoying sex a lot more if you had a consistent person that you were fucking. I feel like that would make you want to fuck more.
And like so, but it would have to be somebody I'm romantically interested in for me to enjoy it that much.
Yeah, I don't know. Cause well, I don't know. I can't say I don't know, or I can't say I do know. But it's just like, I didn't mean I don't know. But I just feel like sometimes you can have, like, a really good connection with somebody, and then you want to. Like, it's just, like, there are certain things, like, you want to explore, you want to do. Like, I don't know.
What I'm saying. Like, if I had a real connection with this person outside of being a hornball, then it would translate into me wanting to be a hornball with this person. Right. I think. Even still, like, you know, I'm on the asexual spectrum, you know, I want to have this conversation with other people.
Yeah.
Who can relate, so they know how to explain it better to me, because I don't be knowing if it be coming out right. So if you're asexual, you want to come on a podcast, let's talk about it, you know.
100. Leave us a voicemail. Explain, like, what it's like, or what, like, what exactly were you trying to explain in your way, and maybe they can say it in a proper way that is better.
Briefly, I had a brief. It wasn't even a real talking stage with nobody, but one of the things that came up was that he would pretty much prefer to have sex every day, and I knew in that moment that we could not go any further. Which is why, you know, when it fizzled out, and I eventually did fuck him, but when it fizzled out, you know, I caught myself going back into, well, see, this is why I don't deal with nobody, et cetera, but when really I should have just been looking at it like, the compatibility already was not there, because right. He wants something as more than I want it, and that's going to eventually cause an issue, so let's not create issues here, let's just... be grateful that this did not mature into a situation.
I get that. I also think maybe eventually he'll be like, he doesn't even want it every day. Like, I just think people in their head, even being like, I want it 4 times a day. I think people glamorize the fact of, like, having sex consistently or being able to have access to sex a lot more than they have it. And so I think, like, that idea is always, like, in the forefront of when people think about sex and when people explain how they want sex. This is kind of like I said earlier, bitches are tired. Like, right now, I would probably be sucking a dick right now if I could. But, I mean, like, if besides sucking a dick, I would want to be sleeping. So, I mean, like, it's all about, I guess, time, space, and where you're at in life. If he has time to fuck all day and every day, he needs to pick up another job. UPS is hiring.
Well, speaking of things that people don't want in relationships, let's talk about domestic violence. And why do gay men and lesbian women have the propensity to want to abuse one another? This topic...
That transition was nasty.
This topic, first, let me tell you why I originally wanted to talk about this. Because I was on the phone with my sister, and... I don't know how we got on lesbians, but she was like, yeah, if I ever dated a girl, I would be smacking the shit out of her. And I was like, ma'am, hello? What? Just because she's a woman, like, you just want to hit her? Like, what is that about? And then...
I think that's a natural reaction, though. Because that's all you really fucking see, though. That's, like, that's literally how it goes. I'm not typecasting you all.
They know who they are. Tell the truth.
Day one... y'all meet each other. Hour 3 of day 1, y'all have moved in and have relocated your mail to the other person's address. Day 4, y'all have already fought each other, called the police on each other, been to jail for 24, 48 hours stat. Like, I just don't understand how it progresses so rapidly. And at the end of it, you hate each other and you beat each other's ass. What?
So that's where the topic originally came from. And then lo and behold... the Twitter porn star girls are beating each other's asses on Instagram Live. And so I just want to know, like, where do you think that comes from? Where two, and we can only speak on gay men, actually, so I guess.
Yeah.
Where does this thing come from where men feel like gay men in relationships, some gay men in relationships feel like it's okay to put your hands on your partner? What the fuck is that about? I don't know if you could actually even speak to where it comes from, because you're not that person, but I don't know. What are your thoughts?
I'm not that person. I've been in a situation where I dated someone who was that type of person before, and I felt like it was always like a sense of them trying to prove their masculinity and how strong they are, and like, ugh. And I think men are naturally like that. Like, a lot of men, regardless of one way or another, we like to pump our chest out at different times about different things. And I think some people don't, when they pump their chest out, they also lose their fucking brains in mid-pump. And they decide that it's okay to actually put your hands on someone in any type of way for disagreeing or so forth and so on, whatever the situation may be. So I definitely think it deals from, like, that struggle with masculinity that a lot of gay guys, I'm not saying all, that a lot of gay guys actually have. truthfully speaking?
I don't even know how to answer my own question. I think it's fucking weird. First of all,
very.
I don't know why people. I have the same feeling about like child abuse as I do like domestic violence. Because, and I know a lot of color folks don't agree with this. And when I say mm-hmm. color folks, I'm talking about Asians, Hispanics, and Black people specifically.
The spectrum.
Because one thing about it, you hear Asian kids talk, their parents used to beat their ass. Hispanic kids, their parents used to beat their ass. Black people,
get the chocolate.
Their parents used to beat their ass. I have the same feeling about that because it's like, wow, this other human being made you so mad that you wanted to strike them. You need to go to therapy. That's my thinking about it, period. If you want to swing on somebody because they pissed you off and you can't control your emotions like that, you need to talk to somebody. Okay, now, do some kids need their ass beat? Yes, some people need their ass beat in general. All humans might need a little spanking, okay? I'm not saying, but I always say, like, if I had kids, like, I'm not going to hit my kids because it's just like, I can't.
You're a gentle parenter? Ew.
I'm not a gentle parenter because here's the thing about gentle parenting. People think gentle parenting is just like being super nice to your kids. No, you can put your fucking foot down without hitting them and without reacting in a mature adult way because you're the adult in the situation. So to think I'm going to get in a relationship with a man and he's going to hit me outside of a sexual situation, because now I like to get slapped now. I like to get choked.
Do you like you like soft hand slaps? Like tap tap? Or do you like slap grab? Like slap, like
I like a like a mixed blend. I don't like if you gonna slap me like a little soft like
keep man it. Up. Keep it.
Be a man and slap me. Now
knock my glasses off, okay?
Now, see, that's too far for me, okay? I don't want you slap boxing me, but I do want to feel the pressure of a hand. I don't want you beating my ass.
I like the pressure. That's what I meant. I like the pressure of a hand, too.
Throw a TV at my head, bitch. You're insane.
I love it. I like getting choked a lot.
Choking has to be done properly.
You know, I like it any type of way. Like, I like it from back ways. I like it front ways. I like a little pressure when it's a little bit, like, not like, I don't want to black out, you know? I want to feel your hand around my throat.
I don't like the type of choking where I can feel the air in my lungs being removed, okay? I don't like that. I like pressure on the neck. It sends a little rush to the brain. I don't want to be gasping for air, okay?
Me either.
I don't understand why gay men are just like, some of them have the proclivity to just want to fight each other.
Good word.
I hope I used it correctly. Because
I don't even know what it meant. I would have supported you in your usage of it.
Let's take a sponsored break from Amazon. Alexa, define proclivity.
Proclivity refers to a strong tendency or preference for something.
Yeah.
It can be influenced by personal experiences, upbringing,
characteristics,
and is often associated with an inclination towards a particular activity, behavior, or way of thinking.
You know, when she just said upbringing,
that boy's smart.
You know, a lot of us probably have seen domestic violence in our homes, and you know that has been shown to like be a factor in why people continue to like abuse in their adult relationships. But I just don't get the whole, you know, we mad at each other, we finna be fighting and we finna get back together. If I ever fight my nigga, it's gonna be the last fight. Because one thing about it, now you put your hands on me, you is a man, I'm gonna hit you back. That's gonna be our first and last fight. You'll never get the chance to do that again, bitch. And you better hope I don't send you to jail.
Right, period. Stand up for yourself. You are a taxpaying citizen. It is not, you are not a rat or a snitch or any of that fucking shit for using your tax dollars to call the police on that nigga that is hitting you. And I like, and also I feel like when it's such a public thing like that, how do you bounce back from that? Like, how do you like go back and be with this nigga in front of everyone and be like, well, yeah, he beat my ass, but it's cool. Like, that's weird. That's wild.
And like, then I saw some comments, and some of the girls were like, I don't know what the whole situation was, but I don't even want to pretend to understand it, but some of the girls in the comments were like, well, you shouldn't have did this, that, and the third, and blah, blah, blah. And he's, and it's like, y'all are not okay in the head. His, no, one, the guy, the people that we're referring to, like, once after he was getting his ass beat on live, he went back on live again the next day saying, like, you know, I hit him first, blah, 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 whatever, all that other type of stuff. But then his friend was in the background telling him, I wish I could get my ass beat by every day. What are we going through as a society?
Somebody told me that recently. They were like, I like my nigga to hit me. I'm like, oh, no, you don't. You don't want that. It's not fun. It's not cute. Like, it's literally, like, it's traumatizing. Like, in essence, like, if, like, I, like, for whatever reason, a lot of gay boys glamorize, especially, like, growing up in Chicago, like, a lot of gay boys glamorize this, like, hood life aesthetic of what a hood bitch is supposed to be like type shit, and what, like, what a hood bitch they think goes through and all this other shit. And I think it's just so fucking weird. Like, I don't know, maybe it's just my mindset. Like, I don't ever want to be considered like the worst of anything, or like the bottom of anything, or like, or feel like I'm like okay enough, or like not good enough to be loved in a way that is proper. Like, thinking that the love that you have to receive is in a physical,
has to be
way
violent.
Yeah, like it's kind of sick, but it also shows like we don't know how to love ourselves, and we're trying to get in relationships and we're accepting love that isn't complete or isn't total or isn't adding shit to our life. So
we need more. You know, we can say therapy. Not everybody has access to therapy. You know, even with like some insurances covering it and all that other type of stuff. But you know, I would implore you girls, anybody that's out there, like, you know, even like in any type of abusive relationship, you need to like start thinking within. Think about how you need to exit this shit, okay? Because we leaving the old toxic dragging me down type shit, all that's being left in 2023. Okay,
peace out, bullshit.
Just leave it. Leave it. I know that's easier said than done. You know, people go back to their abuses all the time. We talked about that with the whole Keke Palmer situation and all that other type of stuff. But what I'm saying is, at the very least, don't get on the internet promoting the shit and making it seem like, oh, this is normal. This is just what we do. We rumble. No. Don't promote that shit.
Did you see Ms. Netta and Charles?
What I ended up seeing was that Ms. Netta went on live and said it was a stunt that they decided to
do. Yeah, that's what I watched too. That's why I was like,
and
I'm
so
like, what's going
now,
on?
Fuck Miss Netta and Charles. I don't like the fake shit. Keep it real. If y'all was arguing on live, let it be an argument on live. And don't get on there trying to act like, oh, well, we was making it up. She's either lying about them making it up or they really made it up. And that is a turnoff. Fuck y'all. I hate a phony fucking couple, bro.
Either fucking way. Would you ever date a guy who's like really popular online and like the whole internet couple thing? If that was his life, but you really like loved him, or not loved him, but like really had feelings for him?
You know, I tussle with that because I often get comments from guys who think I'm more popular than I am.
Right.
And they don't say it in a positive way. They say it in like a, you know, like a snarky way. At least that's how I receive it. Okay. And so I don't want to look at nobody's like social media presence and be like, this is a total turnoff. What I will have to enforce early on in that situation, though, is you're not going to be in my face with a camera every day. You're not going to be posting all of our business. We're not going to be doing couple challenges. You are my man, not my social media partner in business, bitch. I'm not posting you.
I get that.
Don't post me, okay? This is not finna be one of those. It's not Kiara and Den, okay? Well, Kiara and Ken, Diara and Ken, I miss them.
You fucked that all the way up. I was letting you rock with it. The listeners and me knew what you meant.
They was finna buy a house and everything. But see, this is why you don't glorify nobody's fucking relationship. So I couldn't see myself dating this person, but they would have to be okay with me wanting to be totally out the mix. Like, leave me out of it.
Okay, I get
fingernail
that.
Fingernail every now and then, and just don't post.
Oh, anything. so now that's the only way it's okay to be Wizard Kelly in a relationship, huh? You see how you fell to that trap? Ooh, look at life. Look at life. Y'all know what I'm talking about if you listen. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Bitch, I'm never not going to think the Wizard Kelly shit is corny. So you're not going to change my opinion about that.
But your nigga will have to be corny day to you.
He can post me, but let's be clear. It's going to be a problem when I'm not posting him. So I might as well not even get in a relationship with a bitch like that. Because you're going to be mad that I'm not posting you. Because you're going to think that equates to how much I love you. And that's fucking weird. So
I feel like in my last relationship, that was a thing. Like, in the beginning, I felt like, I was like, why? What'd I do?
No, my glasses looked like they crooked. I don't know.
Oh. No, I was like, oh my God, I didn't even say nothing yet. In my last relationship, I felt like that was a thing. Because, like, I would always feel like I would always, like, post about him. And he would never post about me. And I was just like, bitch, hello. Why don't you ever post anything about me?
Yeah.
And then he was like, first of all, I don't even use my social media, which I loved. And so I was just like, you're right. Never mind. And so I think, like, people just have to communicate that in a way where it's just like, yes, it makes sense. Like, I feel like your man would definitely be like, if he is that type of guy. And especially, like, if, like, everything goes to plan how it's supposed to go, to plan 75% of the plan. You never know the type of guys that you may meet and the type of guys that you may bump into and get to know. And so it's just like...
That leads me to a question I have in my mind. Let's say, you know, we start getting a little more in the industry. Would you date another industry guy?
Yeah, it depends on the industry. Like, I feel like certain industries come with certain things. The art niggas are hoes. The rap niggas are busy. Huh?
They're busy hoes.
Yeah. They're busy hoes. So that's the double whammy. The athletes, they're busy, they're hoes, and they're super, super fucking sneaky. Like, but they're not smart, though. So that's a up. So it's just like, it depends on the industry and how you want to navigate and what you feel like dealing with. But you may meet the perfect guy and you never know. Because maybe I'll just have to be like the rest of the black celebrities and date a white guy or some shit. That seems to work for all of them. So.
Wonderful layup, because I really want to know what you think about interracial dating. Because I was having this conversation with those people that I hung
really?
Out with last night that has my
what throat hurting. Oh, I'll say my opinion first. I guess I'll say mine and then whatever. It's weird. Like, it's like... How do I state this? I feel like you should be able to love who you love, love whatever you love, and love it however you feel like you should love it. But I feel like there are those black men who go out purposely seeking white men or white women. I'm looking at you, athletes. Because they think it makes them look a certain type of way, or it makes them look better, or so forth and so on. It has nothing to do with that. And it's like... Dating them, you'll always be a fucking nigga. You're a nigger. Like, you're always going to be one. Doesn't matter who you're fucking. Like, that white person is not adding any more assets onto you. It may let you in a couple more rooms, but you're just going to be the fucking nigga in the room. Like, and so I feel like the people who are dating outside of their race and look down on their race as not being able to open those same doors and give them the same opportunities or help them or be beneficial to them in the same way that a fucking white person would, I think they're fucking dickheads. I hate them so much because I don't understand it. Because how could you... There's certain things that you relate to as a black man to a black man. There's certain feelings. No matter if that black man grew up... Well, I guess it kind of do matter because sometimes these black men be growing up and they get adopted and grow up in these white-ass neighborhoods and they don't think they Darius. They think they Ethan. And so it could be a confusion in the brain. But that does happen. So asterisk for them. But to those other ones, the niggas that grew up in the hood and think the white bitch gonna carry them to the promised land, fuck you. Fuck you. So what did they say?
So we were talking about it and how, you know, black men who make it in the industry end up with white men. Citing, you know, Billy Porter, Coleman Domingo, I can't confirm or deny Coleman Domingo being
with Billy Porter lucked up. He lucked up. Because I just think anybody that wanted that got the time to want to sit there and marry him, deal with him all day, bless okay. your soul. I can't. That is a lot. I take that back. It's the Duce talking.
What's his name? Kevin Abstract is somebody I can think of.
Yes, I love Kevin. He is so fine. Frank Ocean.
It's like they always end up with white men, and even down to like if they give us a gay couple in a movie, it's always a black man and a white man. Here's my thing. I don't think there's anything wrong with dating outside your race
at all.
But I will say there is something wrong if you prefer to date outside of your race. Now, that's your preference, as you call it, even though y'all still have failed to learn the difference between preference and requirement. But that's a conversation for another day. You can have your preference, but I really would like y'all to understand that your preference is rooted in racism and prejudiceness and white supremacy. And so y'all need to look in the mirror and think about how much you love your black pussy that you slid out of. Okay? Because, you know, or how much you hate it. Maybe that's why you hate black people. There's a whole nother conversation for those type of people. But as far as just dating outside of your race and why people tend to date outside of their race once they get in the industry, I don't understand it. Now, if y'all see me with one, just know I've been dating niggas my whole life, and I'm giving this one white man a try. Okay,
one. Have you ever sucked a white dick before?
No, I've never even touched a white man's hand. Like I don't have no experience with.
The color black and black only.
Maybe we shook hands at a job interview because you were the hiring person. Mm-hmm. I don't have no experience with a white man. I don't even flirt with white men.
I flirt with a little white man here and there. I don't mind.
Where do you even find them?
At work, they're always all the place. Like I like white men. I like the ghetto ones. With little tattoos on their neck.
Oh, you like a Chet Hanks wigger. I forgot about you.
Woo! They get me going. They got a type of key to my niche I never thought existed. It's something about it. Especially when they got a little accent. They from like Alabama or some shit. You know, they might. I don't know what they say.
Now I can do a country white. Because that's authentic whiteness right there.
Yes. I don't like all that.
You know. Fake. I'm from. I don't even want to get into it. But yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was going to say it. Drag them. Get them. But it's also like, but I also grew up in like the suburbs of Chicago. So it was just kind of like, I grew up in like the poorest suburb in Chicago. Okay. The poorest one. Look it up. I won't say which one it is. I don't know what you guys are actually looking up, but it's fact.
I felt less safe out there than I did on 63rd, but go ahead.
Okay, bitch. Don't do too much. You dumb bitch. And so it was like, but then I would go to like the nicer suburbs, and you got these fucking niggas walking out that house like they just fucking killed somebody out their fucking fourth floor mansion. Talking about what up? I'm about to go run a drill. You ain't about to do shit, bitch. Go back to your bedroom, Bernard. Like, you live a comfortable lifestyle. You don't know shit about this shit. Like, but I like the authentic ones. The authentic ones, they can get pop up.
I think my kind of white is like.
Oh, here we go. Okay,
when I was a kid, I had the biggest crush on Neil Patrick Harris. Yeah, and I didn't even know Neil Patrick Harris was gay back then. And then I found out he was gay when I got older, and I no longer had a crush on the man because I had forgot about him. My type of white is like
real straight like, lace librarian.
I don't want like a Travis Kelce dressing up. Blacker because he's dating a black person type of white. I want like a white person who's just like
Travis
I just
Barker to be
white, but I think I have the mind of like Bernie Sanders. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm pro black, pro Palestine, but I'm also white.
Would you date Pete Davidson?
I don't know if Bernie Sanders is pro-Palestine, because he's no politics today. I almost did it. Pete Davidson is my type of white, yes. And I heard he got a BWC, yes. And I can't wait to get a piece of it if I ever could.
See, I know there's only one way that we can wiggle our way into that space. We'll talk about it later.
I love a big white cock. You know, you be watching porn and, like, you ever just seen a big, fat-ass white dick? It's just like, whoa. Yeah.
And I feel guilty for looking at it because, first of all, the caption says the C word. And so it just automatically starts off wrong from there. And I click and I'm like, well, this is kind of nice. And then they start talking about their C word. I'm just like, it takes me out of it. Gotta go watch a ghetto gagger video.
And I'm like, yeah, I want your cock daddy.
See? Ugh. Like, now,
if they say white cock, don't throw me off. Because why is this a race thing? But if they just be like, you know. My cock, especially if they got a. Now, if they got a.
I draw the line at white.
If they got a little white dick, I think those are cute too. Because they look so easy to suck.
Oh, so you're only a size queen for the blacks, huh? Wow, we're going to pack something here.
Because we just talked about how we like little dicks a couple weeks ago.
No, we didn't.
That wasn't a couple weeks ago. I was listening to old episodes and we said that.
No, I said I like boyfriend dick. And you say you like baseball bats. Those are not baseball bats.
But I also like the little ones. Because they're fun.
Which one are you going to pick first?
Which one am I going to sleep with? The big one. But I can have fun either way.
We love equal opportunities. We love it.
A cock that little is not, it's probably not even going to go in.
No, it might. What if it's a dagger like dick? It might dag up in there.
There's this guy I follow on X.
Yeah.
I forgot his name, but.
Is he like Hispanic or something?
Yeah, maybe.
Yes, I love him. He be talking about his little dick. I was like, oh, it's not even that little.
Like, you want my little dick? And I'd be like, yes, daddy, I do want your little dick.
It's the confidence. Yeah, 100%. That's when I watch the video. I'm like, oh, he's just so confident about it. Then some videos I see him fucking, some videos I see him sucking dick and getting fucked. I'm like, wow, you're owning it all. You're taking it.
Yeah, you're really first man. It. I love it. And then the question came up during our conversation. See how we just pivot. Can you be pro-black and date outside of your race? I think you can. I think there's room for it.
I think of Bob the Drag Queen a lot. Like, because Bob the Drag Queen is very pro-black, very just like, I'm in my blackness, like, very this, that. Like, everything. Mm-hmm. But both of his partners are white. And I'm just like, wow. So I'm like, and he's in Hollywood, of course, but it's just kind of like, it exists. I mean, I can't say. I don't know.
I mean, also, I might assume that a lot of black men are not into dating black men who do drag. And white men tend to be less, you know, restrictive with judgmental. How they feel about things.
100%. I feel like I know people who have been in that situation where they felt like they couldn't express themselves. So they went on to date a white person and now they like do like drag stuff and all this and whatnot. And so
you can always tell though, the people who admire whiteness versus people who just happen to be around white people. You can tell. Like they talk a certain way, they have a certain look.
It's like a code switch. Mm-hmm. Those are the Oreos.
If he got thick sideburns, he probably like white men. You know. If he's like, why don't all lives matter? He's definitely into
red flag. Big red flag. Oh,
in short, I would date outside of my race. I just would never tell anybody but God.
So like Azealia Banks.
Is she in an interracial relationship?
She's dated a lot of white men.
But see, she gives white girl that dates white men. Her hair's always bad. She has a very fucked up attitude. Like, she gives, like...
She I didn't say like none that of that girl. Shit. I didn't say that.
You know, I don't give a fuck about Azealia.
Azealia, you are the real queen of rap.
I like that one song, Ice Princess. That's the only one that's...
I knew you were about to say that. I knew you were about to say that.
I'm feeling a change. I'm feeling it. I don't even know if those are the words.
No, Azealia Banks is that bitch. She's that girl. Her pen is lethal. She may be a little bit off her rocker sometimes, but I think a lot of the queens of rap are a little bit off their rockers at times. It adds to their charm sometimes.
We were talking about your girl. We can leave everybody.
I just gave bitches their props.
And I'm not even defending nobody in particular, but we was talking about Miss 212.
I was in 212. That is a bop. That is a bop still. It was playing in my head. Sorry. It really fucking is. Is that not a good song?
I don't know if I've ever heard it.
You're a fucking liar.
I probably have heard it, but I can't remember what it sounds like right now.
I was in a 212. I'm from Uptown, baby. You don't know what I do. But I'm up.
Let's see. Let's take another sponsored break from Amazon. Alexa, play 212 by Azealia Banks.
Yeah, let's go.
Oh, here she go with this shit.
Yeah, let's get it.
Alexa, stop. Never heard it. Not interested.
You are such a dork. That is a fucking bop. Even the beat alone, you are feeling the fucking beat. You're gonna definitely play this. You're probably not gonna play it just because you're a fucking anti as fuck. But that is a fucking bop. You're fucking ridiculous. Anybody that say 212 is one of break is amazing. I will die on that hill.
I'll listen to it in full so we don't get copyrighted, but I'll see. I'll see how I feel about her, okay? I won't make any promises.
I'm gonna ruin you, cunt.
Lastly, let's get into Ask the Boys.
We got one?
Yes, and this is a live one. I got this from a friend, and I really did get it from a friend.
Oh, okay.
So, in short, because there's a lot of details, he went on a date with this guy. They, you know, were, you know, I guess in some sort of talking stage. And so at this point, the talking stage is over, but the guy that he went out with wants his money back from a dinner he paid for at Nobu. And I told him I was going to bring this to the podcast, and I thought Ask the Boys was a good place to do this. Would you pay somebody back for a date that didn't go well?
That is so fucking corny. That is so fucking broke. Like, that is so fucking weird.
That is so poor.
I would slander you from the highest mountain that I could fucking find. And I will build a fucking castle on top of that fucking mountain to say it even fucking louder so it reaches even further. That is so fucking weird. These niggas are fucking bombs. If you can't go out on a date with somebody, don't fucking go out on a date, broke bitch. I hate that shit. And then you're going to try to be petty. That's just like trying to be petty.
So there's a lot of stuff mixed in there. There's a lot of pettiness going on. But my friend ended up sending him the money back plus some. So he sent him like $300. I know.
He would have never saw it.
I was like, girl, you sent him the money back? Like, are you for real to be like right now? What happened? Like, what was the purpose? Here's my thing. If I break up with somebody, I can understand, like, you know. Actually, I can't understand. I was about to say I can understand, like, wanting gifts back and stuff like that. But I think that's corny.
I took back all my shit. I took back everything. I wanted it all fucking back.
Why did you do that?
Because you didn't pay for shit, you're not adding shit, you didn't deserve that shit any fucking way. I did it being fucking nice, and now I feel like you don't deserve it anymore. You're not being fucking nice anymore. Like, it just, let me tell you, I am a very giving person. I will give you anything in the fucking world, legit anything, but you have to respect the fact that I'm giving it to you. If you don't fucking care about it, if it's just another fucking thing, you don't fucking want it. I will take it fucking back. I took back everything. And, but he took back all his shit too. He was like, it was literally like an exchange. He was like, are we taking each other's shit back? I said, if you want to, he packed my shit up. Bitch, give me my shit back too, damn fuck. Take your fucking shit. It's just like, that's how, like, it sounds really toxic. It was a lot more, it was, the whole ordeal was wild. Mm-hmm. But I was so calm, you guys, in the midst of it. It was a very... Have I told that story on here?
In pieces.
Whatever. Okay, whatever. Okay, yeah. I guess we'll leave it as a mystery. But anyway.
My thing with the whole gift returning thing is like, I don't want nothing that was ever attached to you once I'm done. If I gave you a Mercedes truck and I gave it to you paid off, I don't want, what am I going to do with it? Because now it's attached to you. I'm going to think about you when I think about this truck. So, fuck you and the truck. I hope you go into debt, bitch. I don't care. No. I'm not taking nothing back. I don't want it.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. But it's also, like, I don't know. I think it's also like a, it's a tit for tat type thing. But dinner is different than fucking belongings, okay?
Dinner from a man who wasn't your man. It's like you went on a date. That's the risk you take when you pay for dates. That this is a... might not be a good investment.
Oh, that was like kind of like rhymy. The risk you take when you go on dates. It might not be a good investment yet. Like, you, it was, it had a little flow to it, yo.
I just, that's so corny to me. And to that, the most corny part is the nerve to ask for it back.
Yeah, it's dinner. It's fucking, like, that is like asking somebody to give, like you go out for like dinner with somebody and you get takeout. Well, not takeout, but like you go to dinner and then you have like leftovers and you go home and the person doesn't have sex with you. And you're like, well, I'm taking back that half bit and burger I paid for. What is the fucking purpose? What are you doing? What are you fucking doing? The food is gone. Like, it's Nobu, baby. Like, if you can't afford Nobu, don't go. Like, period. Like,
have you ever been to Nobu?
That's weird. No, I have not. But it's not cheap. It's like, literally, that's why I have not gone. It's like, no. It's
a very nice restaurant. Is it more expensive than, say, like, STK?
I'll buy a hair and a foot, yes. Not much. SDK is kind of expensive, but it's kind of like you can still go out for a birthday dinner there, and still everyone can still get a nice dinner.
Yeah, when I think one time I went, it wasn't that expensive.
Yeah, so like Nobu was kind of like, well, you know, honey, we won't eat for this week, and then we're gonna go to Nobu on Friday. We're gonna look fancy. Like, you know, it's the difference. Okay.
I would love to go to fancy restaurants and stuff like that, just because. But
it
would
be go, baby.
It would be more so just to check it off the list and less about spending that much money on food, because I don't believe in it. So
I would like to go experience it too, but I would like to go on a date at Nobu, like, and have a guy like pay for everything. But now I'm afraid he's going to ask me to pay for it back, so now I don't even want to fucking go. I'm going to make him sign a contract. This is like
food on you, bitch. I would rather go to like a fancy restaurant like that for the first time with friends.
Okay.
That way it just like eases you into, because I feel like on a date there's so much pressure to like look like, you know what you're doing. You don't want to get the menu and start mispronouncing stuff. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to look crazy. You want to let this girl know, well, I ain't no dumb bitch. I can afford this expensive ass meal by myself if I wanted to. But I ain't never been here and I don't know what the fuck none of this shit is. So I would rather do that for the first time with my friends.
I'm allergic to escargot, but I'm going to eat it anyway to show you I'm that bitch. I'm not afraid of shit. Like, that type of vibe.
That's another thing with them fancy restaurants. I don't eat none of that fancy shit. I'm not eating
none of that shit.
And squid.
I don't want it. See? And this is why I'd be like, you can take me to Chili's. Take me to Chili's. I love Chili's.
We
like,
can
all
go
that
to
is
Chili's
so...
at the end of our date. But let's not bring that conversation back up.
Like, Buffalo Wild Wings, we all got something we like, you know? Like, it's something simple, something to the point.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring it up. I thought it was insane that he actually sent the money back. But, if y'all are out here taking dates and requesting the money back, please do us a very big favor and go to hell in 2024.
Oh.
thank y'all so much for listening to this week's episode of Boys Next Door. This has been fun. It started out a little rough and it rough. We're like Tina Turner on stage. I love it here.
rolling on the podcast.
Again, follow us on the Instagram at Boys Next Door Pod. Follow us on the YouTube at Boys Next Door Pod. Subscribe to my YouTube at Blackberry. And
after make sure my YouTube underwear is not out. I don't want anyone to think I'm not a serious person.
Oh, Lord.
I did do a whole podcast in my underwear. That's crazy. Whatever. It's fun. It's a fun time. We're all having fun.
Follow me on Instagram at Blackberry.
And me at Ken Lush. KENLUSHH.
Until next time, you guys. Goodbye. Have a nice time.
Oh,
we got confetti.
That's cool.